Welcome to the Kendi and Rabo podcast, sponsored by Maeve's Bar Sligo.
You ready, Brendan? Yeah? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know why you even asked that question. We never give you time to go. Okay. But, Howie, we're back. What's wrong?
Nothing.
Did you lose your fucking... Should we get Bob back in? Should we?
237.
Yeah, and we're drinking a beer again. We don't, like, always do this, but this one was sent in by Sarah Plus again, who looks after us with chocolates and beers, which are two of my favourite things to consume. This one says, free the cans, which was an episode ages ago, or get the 25 cents back each in Germany.
Oh, you get 25 cents back in Germany. You pay extra.
Yeah, but you pay it though as well. It's not like they're charging them 10 cents and giving them back 25. They are. I hate our government. This is what happens, Ray. You bring in a levy like this, and I'm seeing more and more videos of them yokes and cans getting rejected out of us. And I've never rejected a can in my life, Ray. It sickens me to see cans getting rejected.
Is your beer called Astra?
It is Astra.
Opel Astra.
It's a 1.6 Astra can.
Yeah.
What? Don't say
it. Very nice.
Are you enjoying it?
I am. Just sucked it into me there already.
I go have a little gulp.
Look at the little cute posted on it. Fair play to Sarah for giving us these wee beers. No. Out of it.
Oh, that is nice, you know.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of watery.
You want to stop getting tick with the drink there now?
What do you mean getting tick with the drink? I made the Kendi Rainbow podcast. I made T2G.
I already have a sore throat.
From drinking it.
From drinking it, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised after the weekend that we put in, Ray. It was like the old days.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like the old days?
St. Patrick's weekend. Came and went.
I won't be rushing for it again now, to be honest. Even though the Atlantic... Our band
are all alternate ego.
Unbelievable. Did a gig in Lily's on Saturday night and people said, I think they said this to me, I couldn't really hear them, but it was something along the lines of, that's the best gig that Sligo has ever seen and we'll never see anything like it again.
Is it possible for
Are you the best band of all time?
Is it possible for us to call ourselves now
the top number one premier? But we have a better tag.
All right.
We are the top number one. What was it again? The premier top number one new wedding band in the country.
New wedding band, that's lovely.
Now,
is it wrong that are we allowed not, should we be self-allocating that title? Is it a bit...
Well, I think it was
should
bestowed.
We get Stokes Kindy?
No, that was bestowed upon us at the weekend in Sligo.
Well,
so, I saw people like, so there was women crying and clapping. Yeah, and then there was fellas that were just, you know that point of approval?
Yeah,
that one. I know you can't see that at home, but there was a...
I have to say...
You guys have it.
A gentleman friend of mine by the name of Cahal Finan.
I'll stop now because you're going to say he said we were useless.
No, he texted me on Instagram. It's the first time Cahal ever texted me. I'd know him through Laura,
Yeah.
And he texted me and said, I really enjoyed that show on Saturday night.
But you're right.
I thought, Cahal, can I use this for the thing to put up on the website?
Yeah.
Testimonial.
Really enjoyed it.
Didn't get a chance to chat to you. Really enjoyed it. You sounded very accomplished, I believe he said.
Have you that £50, Joby? All written on the website. No, I mean, it was just great to see. I felt like I was a 14-year-old again setting up for a battle of the bands. I put together some I Need the Best Men, Ray, I've said it before, and I put you all behind, and one woman as well.
Yeah.
Just for diversity.
Gender.
I had no interest in letting a woman in at all. They have a lot of baggage, them women, Ray. I had no interest in bringing them into it all, but we had to. In modern Ireland, we had to. No, we had Bethany on the keyboards, and Christ almighty. And a powerhouse. It's a powerhouse of a band now.
I was ashamed of myself. I told you this.
With the head in you?
I made an awful lot more mistakes than I'm used to making.
But you were retired, Ray, for years.
I'd said it was 18% of the notes were wrong.
That's good. That's below. That's actually above.
Yeah.
That's below usually where it is, actually. Yeah. That's not bad, Ray. You're usually a 30%.
I get better, though. I have to go home now and learn Angels by Robbie Williams.
Yeah, well, the good thing I would always say, Ray, is that when you're trying to promote something, is don't be just saying all the shite that is wrong with it.
You know me well enough.
Do you know what I mean? I wouldn't go booking as yet, says Ray.
I'd be honest.
Give me a year or two now before you go booking
us. Give us another week or two. Unless you like notes where they're not supposed to be.
No, but sometimes that's called jazz.
Yeah.
I've seen plenty of jazz. Eddie Lee and the boys. I'm calling you out now, Eddie.
It's just mostly wrong notes.
I'm just letting you know now, Eddie. You're playing a big bunch of wrong notes there.
Yeah.
The whole the jazz festival would make you sick when you see the musicians playing. You're just like, why do I bother playing?
Nicely saved there. Nicely
saved.
No,
that's the truth. I did the jazz festival.
Sure,
Christ
sure,
almighty. Sure. So that's the crack with all that. We have plenty.
It's been a while.
I was about to say we have plenty coming up. But it has been a while because we took holidays and then we had Cogbobbins in. And from White Hag Brewery.
I'm fascinated ever since we did the episode with Cogbobbins.
Great reaction to that, by the way.
It was, but one of my favourite things about him is his Sligo person's impression.
He goes funny.
German.
No, he's very good at it, in fairness.
Yeah,
though,
he is. I can't do it justice, but I enjoy that now.
And the other thing, yeah, a lot of people saying to me, Chizzy, you good energy, doesn't he? Like, because I remember Ray, and this is nothing against Bob, and Ray said to me, Bob's going to come on for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I said, Ray, I know Bob, he's not. Yeah. He's going to be there for an hour, and that'll be the show.
Yeah, I didn't realise that people would be as interested in beer as they were, and I have to apologise to Cog Bobbins for doubting him. I thought, ah, Jesus, we're going to, this is a disaster.
Yeah.
You know, nobody's going to want to hear a whole 45-something minutes of beer talk. And in fairness, they seem to. Everybody except James Kelly.
Jay and Pints, right?
James actually texts me and says, I had to turn off there within 5 minutes. I can't be dealing with craft beer, not my thing. And I said, James, no problem. Thanks.
But isn't it good that we're so open-minded as a nation?
Yeah. So we went back.
Are you telling me that's not Guinness? Ah, no, fuck. I fucked it. The boys have got too big for their boots.
Yeah.
Bringing in all craft beers.
Oh, we lost a fan.
Well, yeah. That's what. Well, James,
no, just that week.
He's not listening. I of all the listeners every week, I was going to go on. Do you know what I could do? I could take or leave him.
James will text me every week after an episode and say about something was nice, you know?
Or something was wrong.
Or, well, that's the first time he's ever had a criticism.
All right, okay. Well, so. Bob, you may shove that crap beer straight back up your serpent's pipe, because I'll tell you one thing, it's not going down James's throat.
Yeah.
But it sat down lovely with us. I know that's stupid. He left us a load of cans over there.
And we'll get through them. I was going to get one today only for Sarah Plas.
Come here, speaking of drink that was handed to us, a big shout out to our sponsors, Maves, and the Gar Vogue now, I guess.
Do you mean?
They gave us, Brian, honest to God, Brian, fair play to you. A couple of weeks ago, he gave us, what is it, a 14-year-old?
It's a 12-year-old, it's a 12-year-old aged.
Yeah, out of this.
It's a child whiskey. It's a 12-year-old whiskey.
It's a 12-year-old worth of whiskey.
It's a child of whiskey. Yeah. Red breast, single patch, still Irish whiskey. It's a rich mix of dried fruit and spice.
It is.
It's like Christmas in a bottle.
That is literally a whiskey that's about to hit puberty. Now, show it to me there, man. The head
and
that.
Well, on the front of it, it says Kendi and Rainbow 2023. So he meant to give it to us last year, but he forgot.
Yeah, well, we have it now, man, and it's only aged another year better. Does that mean it's 13-year-old now? That's after doing the entrance exam.
But I did have a mistake with it. I was getting out of the van, it slid out of the box and rolled down the avenue.
Oh, so the fizz had been gone out of it.
So there's a load of dents in the bottle.
That's good. It's well aged. Yeah, it's well aged.
It's damaged now.
The thing is, we're not huge drinkers at the best times. But some night, Brian, even though we shouldn't, you feel like we should look at the lovely box and everything. It feels like we should hold on to it. But some night we're going to get on that, Ray, and then we'll take our tops off out the back garden and start fighting.
Yeah.
And we got lovely whiskey glasses.
Comes with little Maves whiskey glasses from our generous sponsors.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I have to say, the buzz, I mean this genuinely, I haven't seen a buzz around a new pub in town. In Maves is killing us. I'm not just saying that.
It's not just the green beer.
It's unbelievable. What a spot they're after building there. How can you have a brand new pub that feels like it's been there for 100 years? That's what Maves is.
They designed it in such a way.
It's unreal.
They bought in antiques.
It's unbelievable.
So they've been there for 100 years.
Yeah.
Now they're all in the one place.
And it feels like I've been there for 100 years now. Yeah. I'm there every Wednesday if anyone is hanging around Sligo. Make sure you call in.
Any news?
Yeah. No, the only other news is that we obviously were away for a week or so. I went to Centre Parks, which is fucking... Centre Parks, lads, is the best place in the world if you have a family.
Yes.
Now... It's not a romantic getaway spot, I'll tell you that much. Centre Parks is hundreds, if not thousands of families all just getting by together.
Okay.
So, that's what it is. You pay about $2,000 to...
To just feel like you're not alone in the world.
To just get by, yeah, because... Yeah. You know when you bring a child into a restaurant, a normal restaurant, and they start crying, and you're like, oh my God, I'm ruining everybody's experience in here.
Yes.
In Centre Parks, that's all the...
Everybody's.
It's chaos, right?
Yeah.
And it's just a load of parents looking at each other going, yep, this is tough, isn't it?
How could it not be romantic? I seen... Nicola actually sent me a little video clip of you enjoying a very nice jacuzzi.
Yeah, but that was romantic for myself now.
I know, but I don't understand why Nicola was videoing it as opposed to getting in beside you and having a little romantic time with you in the jacuzzi.
Well, we'll get to why Nicola can't get into a jacuzzi in a little while.
Okay.
Because there's reasons behind...
She doesn't like water.
Yeah, well, it might be that now, but we'll get into why Nicola can't get into a jacuzzi.
What other reason would she not want to get into a jacuzzi?
For fuck's sake, Ray.
Yeah, but like, I mean, I can't understand why she wouldn't want to get into a jacuzzi.
Lovely. She would love to get into a jacuzzi.
Well, why didn't she join you in the jacuzzi?
Because, Ray...
Do you know what might have happened if she had joined you in the jacuzzi? You could have done a little bit of...
I'll tell you, Ray, there's no need. Again, Ray, you're bringing all this out of me now.
Why would there be no
Nicola
need?
Nicola can't get into a jacuzzi because she wouldn't be getting in on her own. There'd be two of her getting in.
Yeah, yourself and herself.
Not herself.
You'll be up inside and everything. Because,
Up inside, and that's what happened.
What happened?
And then, no, that's a terrible way to tell everyone that Nicola's pregnant again. What an awful way to tell if the Nicholas pregnant again.
I think it's perfect.
Christ almighty. Yeah. How did you announce me to the world? I have a listen back there to 237.
It'll be lovely because they'll go back. Congratulations, by the way, from all of myself and the listeners. But I have to say, if we go back to the Ali announcement,
yeah,
you know, it was much more beautiful.
Well, the thing is,
second child, what happened in the jacuzzi? Nothing, because it had happened already.
Yeah, it had already happened. The jacuzzi.
Yeah, I was in the jacuzzi by myself.
Jacuzzi wasn't needed. Yeah, so you can't, if you're a pregnant woman, you can't get into a jacuzzi, I think. You're not.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I got into it myself. Oh, the baby. I thought you were like, you got 10 minutes on your own there in the jacuzzi.
Yeah.
No, it's a big moment. I'm telling everybody. Everyone's, you know, I'm saying, oh, look, we're pregnant again or whatever.
We've told everybody now.
Yeah, and then I'm saying, last one, like, just the last hurrah, I'd say. Not that I have 40 kids.
Did you tell Sean O'Reilly?
No, but Sean O'Reilly's away. He's not even in our lives anymore.
Yeah, that's true,
He hasn't been in our lives in about a month.
Nathan Carter took him.
Now, this is the other thing as well. My brother Joey is the same as well.
Oh.
We don't want to be bothering anyone with our great news.
Right.
So Lisa had this problem with Joey where she'd be like, Joey, did you tell the boys in the band who you're in the van with every single night of the week that we're having a baby again? He's like, geez, no, I haven't got around to telling them yet. And I'm the same. I only told Darek, who was Ali's godfather. Yeah, I only told him yesterday.
Up again.
I only told him yesterday.
Would you go again with that? Can you use the same godparents again?
You can, of course. Yeah, because you get it puts
like
huge
they're a good team.
Yeah, but it puts huge financial pressure on them, which I love.
And it keeps the family together or something untoward happens to yourself.
It does. Yeah. I don't know. We haven't decided yet. You're supposed to split it all up, but you're right. That's the least of our worries.
I know. I'd be thinking about
something
that.
Something happened. Ray. The world. What a mysterious world we live in, where it just wallops into the jaw.
Yeah.
We had this wonderful baby, Ali.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And she just grew up an angel for 18 months.
She doesn't seem it most of the time. Okay. Go on.
I said to Nicola, come here, shut up now.
All she does is shouts, cries, gives out, you're all ripped.
She doesn't cry at all. Have you seen real bit kids, Ray?
All you do is you give out about her all the time.
Yeah, but she's a little demon, but I'm going to give out about her properly now.
Right.
Because we said, what a wonderful
baby
we've
had. Why are you saying mass with your hands?
Listen to me now. The gospel according to Kendi. Yeah, everybody abolition. We had Ali and then we were like, geez, that's marvellous.
Yeah.
Will we fucking...
Will you try it again?
That's easy.
Yeah.
Let's go for one more now while we're at it.
Yeah.
And the second Nicola found out she was pregnant again, Ali turned like 18 months and something switched in her head.
She wasn't happy with the fact that she wasn't going to be the princess no more.
Well, I don't know if she can sense that or smell it or whatever.
I absolutely think she can smell it. Ugh.
She turned into a maniac, Ray. You stop taking everything so literal. This happened about a couple of days ago. Your wife had to stop you. A couple of weeks ago, Ray... I call her Ali Sweet Cheeks Kendi.
Yes, that's...
And
yes.
You took it way too literally. You're like, oh my God, you're calling your daughter Sweet Cheeks. And Laura was like, will you stop...
Stop making everything
stop
wrong.
Stop making everything wrong in your head.
Sorry.
So what did I just say there? What did you call me up on there?
No, never mind.
I can't remember now what he called me up on.
We're better off moving on there.
Anyway, stop. Yeah. Let people be people, Ray.
Yeah.
And stop trying to root everything. And but anyway, we're going again. This will probably be it. I mean, I'm not saying I'll get snipped up. I might. Brendan knows a fella. I might.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, I mean, I'm still young, you know.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay, but this is the best way to put it. It's definitely my last one with Nicola. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. This is your last one in this current race.
Yeah. So who knows what'll happen?
Because now you're really fit for that childminder, that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get. I've already sussed it in my head.
Yeah.
Nicola.
The agency's out there.
We have two babies.
Yeah.
I said to Nicola, this is hard, keep these going.
Yeah, and can't be bringing Dirty down all the time.
Not at all, she's coming down
she's
tomorrow.
She's no crack.
Her heart is broke.
Yeah.
Wait, she's a retired woman, man. She wants to be supping pina coladas at the swimming pool in Kasseri.
Absolutely.
So, I'm going to say to Nicola, in order to do I think we need to get an au pair.
That's what I keep saying to you.
So, we'll get an au pair.
Yeah.
I'll pick her.
One thing you lead to another. You pick her.
I'll pick her, probably Spanish.
French.
Let's say 25.
Would you go for a French one?
Ah, they're ignorant enough.
Oh, that's an idiot.
No, women, I mean. The French women. Not the whole race.
No,
the fellas
you told
are nice.
Me, let you be you. Let you say what you want now.
I'll say this to any man. I'm not a racist. Haven't come across a huge amount of French people that tickle my kendi. Okay, now. Sorry, now. Few of them.
Well, I love French people. So
anyway, I couldn't give a shite, man. Yeah. And then I'll end up having an affair with the au pair.
Right.
An au pair affair. We've already planned all this. It's perfect.
An au pair.
Yeah, an au pair.
Yeah.
And I'll have a bunch of kids with herds then as well.
Yeah. And then you'll have to get another au pair to mind all of them.
And it's a vicious cycle, Ray.
I wouldn't say there's nothing,
until I eventually
there's vicious about it.
I'll eventually die of dehydration.
Dehydration and,
I'll be gaunt looking by the finish, but I'll have about 19 kids.
That was always a joke on 2.5 men, wasn't he? He was always mad for an old drop of water because he was so dehydrated from all the fun he was having.
It?
Yeah, Charlie.
I never found that weird. Like, I always found it weird that he's the guy that women are attracted to.
Yeah.
A fella going around in an old bowling shirt.
Yeah.
Bad shorts and fucking Birkenstocks.
It's the money.
People are attracted to money.
People are attracted
no
to money.
No wonder that's, no one looks at me. That's, fuck me. That's it. Anyway, we're trying to announce my new baby.
Sorry.
Christ almighty, man, you can't do that. Thanks very much indeed. So we're due in September. And fingers crossed.
I never even asked you when you were due.
No, yeah, we're due in September. And fingers crossed is it all goes well, because we all know there's times when it doesn't go well. Yeah. And I don't mind saying this either. Just for a minute or two, we'll get serious, because there's a lot of people out there who suffer from what I'm about to say, or who have suffered from what I'm about to say.
More kids.
Me and Nicola, fuck me. Me and Nicola, unfortunately, did not have a viable pregnancy in November, and we miscarried after 9 or 10 weeks or something. And it was fucking heartbreaking.
Hmm.
But you try your best to, it's for us, whatever it is for me, it's 20 times worse for the woman having to go through that in her body.
Yeah.
And the more we said it to people, because we were like, we're not going to hide this either, you know?
So yeah,
we'll just say it to people. And the more you say it to people, the more people go, oh, sure, we had two, we had three, we had one, you know?
Yeah.
So it's far more. Apparently, it's 1 in 5 couples that would go through something like that.
Yeah.
For us, it wasn't as bad because we had Ali anyway. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, I said to Nicola, if it never happens again, we're blessed, like, yeah, with the daughter we have. So it does, it's very real for a lot of people out there. So, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to talk about it. That's what I'd say.
When I said it's great, I didn't mean.
No,
I meant the fact that you were so open about it.
I felt bad there now.
You were telling me the story and I was going, it's great. Yeah,
yeah, no, it is. Yeah, great. No, of course, I get that, right. And there's nothing beyond humor either, of course. Yeah. Yeah, at the time it was what it was, but
at the time it wasn't great.
If you'll pardon the pun, I got straight back on the horse.
You did get back on. Don't call her that.
No, I'm not.
She's gone through a lot.
If you'll pardon the pun.
Oh.
I pardoned it.
I forgot. Sorry.
You're supposed to have been pardoned. So look, hopefully this time round, you don't know. These things are fucking super complicated, and there's plenty of people listening now who are going, yep.
Yeah.
You know? But anyway, fingers crossed, it all goes to the way it...
The only thing now I would say, what date in September?
No, this is going to... Ali was born on the 10th of September.
Right.
We got 2 quotes. Britain Insurance. We got 2 quotes. One of them said the 12th of September,
not
she'll be out.
That's fine.
The other one said the 8th of September,
that's
she'll be out.
That's all fine.
What's right in the middle of it? The 10th.
Yeah.
She'll come out the 10th now, and Ali will have to share a birthday. She'll lose the fucking head.
That's as long as I'm not sharing a birthday.
No, what are you, 15th?
I'm the 3rd.
Oh, you're the 3rd.
I just don't want a situation where a new baby comes along and all of a sudden I'm relegated to... Oh, yes, Ray's birthday as well.
Ali came a week early. So this could happen again now, Ray. Just if the next one comes a week early...
Try and get her to hold
it. Already sharing it with Cahill. You're going to have to share it now with baby Kendi.
I don't think he'd want it either.
And we are going to find out what the sex is as well, by the way. Because I have no interest in not
finding
out.
Did you find out the first time?
Yeah, we did. Good. Of course we did. I have no
Can
interest.
Can we do the balloon thing?
No.
Please, just me and you.
No, man.
I've always wanted to do a balloon.
I don't want
to
burst your balloon on this now, Ray, but we're not doing this.
I want to bring in the balloon. Just me and you on the podcast. You have the balloon there and then you burst it and then you'll have to pick up all the stuff then, but I'll be delighted.
But can I have had known already, or am I going to find out for Nicola?
You'll have known.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'd be lovely if you didn't know.
The other thing that people are saying to me, and I just tell people, don't be doing this to couples because it could be tetchy. Not with me, I don't care. People are, every time I tell someone we're pregnant again, they say to me, oh, you must be hoping for a boy. And
you have to let them decide now, isn't it?
Yeah, but no. That's what I was getting at.
Oh, I thought that was where you were going.
Not
you
even
can't
a little
say, oh,
bit.
What are you having? Oh, we don't know, and they can decide for themselves.
Excuse me, yeah.
Why
mind.
Would you even ask that?
That is not what I meant.
Oh, sorry.
What I meant was, like, there might be couples out there who are like, you're pretty much saying to me, Jesus, fingers crossed you don't get a girl again. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, I know
now
what you mean.
I have come to terms with this, Ray. I have come to terms. I made some derogatory comments about women.
Oh, you're definitely having
in my
girl.
Not so distant past. Yeah. I think if there's a Lord above, he's looking down, going, "I'm going to surround you with bitches, Kendi," and fucking, you've made your bed, now you may lie in it.
And there will, at the moment, there has been born a raft of fellas that will make your life hell in about 18 years' time. No, sorry. In about 20, they'll be 28 at the time. Yeah. Obviously, and Ali will be 18, and that's all she'll be interested in. It'll be the 28-year-old drummer with the band.
Do you know something? I was having fun. I was having fun up until you brought this up, and I just don't think it's appropriate.
Sorry.
That's when I'll start going to the gym.
Yeah.
You know?
For what?
Or like freak the mouse, like even. Just like
the old pair's at you.
Every time.
You're not looking what you used to look like when I met you first.
No, every time they lads the door, I'll just be wearing like a bathrobe, but nothing underneath it, hanging full trouse. Full trouse. I'm just saying, oh, come on in, do you want to give a chess? Yeah. So, you know, I'm afraid I'm not fucking going to that house anymore. The father goes around hanging throughout. Okay, is that inappropriate?
Would you recommend Centre Parks? Getting back to that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Centre Parks. I would absolutely recommend Centre Parks if you have a family. It's so expensive. But
how much is an average activity in Centre Parks?
Okay, so an average activity in Centre Park ranges between a tenner and £1,700.
Christ above.
No, it's not. You can go into the pool. You can go into the pool free of charge. Away you go.
Oh,
tip
that's
the
very
pool.
Nice of them.
But if you want to go meet owls, which we did, or if you want to go treetop climbing or the zip lining or any of that stuff, that all, I don't know, like 40 quid or
Jesus.
You know, per person.
I seen a video about the English in Centre Parks.
Yeah.
In Longford over in England.
That's right.
And and they had pottery painting.
Ballymahon in Coventry.
Yeah, Ballymahon in Coventry. And they had a pottery painting thing. And I was like, this is lovely. And it's like £52. No, it's not. It's like £17 to get in, which isn't too bad. You're going, okay, but I'll bring the kids. We'll paint the pottery. But then you have to buy the shagging pottery.
Buy the shagging pottery.
Just blank plates.
Unbelievable.
Did they do that in Ballymahon in Longford?
One of the owls looked at Ali and your man said, that's a fiver. She made eye contact with that chunk. No, that's a fiver.
That's a fiver.
No, it is expensive.
It's worth it.
But there's great. The thing is, I drove to Ballymahon.
Yeah.
Right? Count Longford.
Yeah.
An hour and 25 minutes, man. Right? Ali in the back of the car, landed in. You get into a beautiful house. You cycle around in a little cute bike.
Yeah.
And then you go home then on the Friday. And you didn't have to try and stress about getting her on a plane. Or,
okay, yeah.
That's why it's worth it for families.
Is the swimming pool like you're abroad in Spain? Is there humidity?
They keep the swimming pool room at the temperature in the room is 29.5 degrees constantly.
Holy God.
Big glass open roof.
Yeah.
And then a heated pool.
Oh,
and then
wow.
Even, I didn't do this now because I was dragging my baby around. They have all this big mad wave pool that goes outside.
Mm.
And I was like, they'll be frozen solid. There'll be icicles coming back in. But that pool is rising steam, man. It looks like a scrum in the middle of January, Leinster versus Munster. And the steam is rising off it. So it's pure warm even in there as well. So even in the depths of March when we went, you can still swim around outside.
Would you recommend it for
I was in a hot tub every night. Every
if you
night.
Didn't have kids, would you recommend going?
No.
Right.
If you don't have kids, you will be the prick. Because you'll be going, did you hear that child at the fucking screaming their head off?
Yeah.
Eating chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
You get, every child is doing that.
Okay.
And they're all just running mad.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, I can only imagine what happens is the young people and all the people that are working there, we'd say, in the restaurants, loads of different restaurants you can book. I'd say they finish their 12-hour shift.
And that's the end of the job for them.
And, no, and then they just go home and they go, wow! They just lose. They must lose. And that's what resets them.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't know how they can deal with that kind of intensity.
Did you find many Karens at it?
Did I find many Karens?
I don't think so. That. My poor sister Karen, look, it's very unfortunate you were named.
You can always change your name, Karen, man. Yeah. Don't be, you know,
I do call her Karen.
Don't be such a Karen about it.
Yeah. But was there any, did you notice many Karens?
No, really. No, everyone's in good form. Like, most people are on edge. It's a load of families trying to get by.
Okay.
Just going, it's, you know when they say relaxing? There's no such thing as relaxing when you have kids anymore on holidays. Okay. You don't relax anymore.
Right.
Because
you
just
watch. It'd be nice if there was an element of, like, if drugs are available at it. Do you know, if weed was legal in Ballymahon.
Yeah.
And Central Parks was where the parents could go and get, and stoned out of it.
Okay.
And then you could relax. I'm trying to work this out. You would need then staff that'd be available to mind the children for on your behalf.
That's what I was going
to
say. Yeah, you can't. You need to have your wits about you there. Yeah, like.
Or do DMT or something.
There's danger around every corner. I have to say fair play to me old lady. Christ almighty. She hadn't cycled since she used to have to cycle into work in June.
Yeah.
Fucking back. I won't even say what her age is. But she got up on a bike. And I'll tell you one thing, man. When she was cycling, she was like Lance Armstrong, man. It was like she was roided out of it winning the Tour de France.
Yeah.
She just couldn't stop.
Yeah.
She came off the bike every time. Every time she tried to pull up.
Did she fall?
Every time she came off the bike, she couldn't stop.
Oh, the poor thing.
She didn't know how to stop. For one night alone, we were all going to bed and she was too afraid to stop. It was
she
like
was
speed.
Still on the bike.
It was like speed. She was going around the place until 5:30 in the morning. They had to close her off the bike for a finish.
Speaking of bikes.
Oh, the poor Divoline. Fair play to her, though, for getting up on top of us.
I nearly bought a scooter today.
Like a Vespa?
Yeah.
Why?
Remember I was telling you before I wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah, but don't.
I nearly did. I'm
they've been squashed.
Be very careful, yeah.
Those impulsive thoughts have been squashed
they
by
have.
A very, very, very.
They have. How are we for time?
Yeah, nearly we're not there. Doing too bad. We better. We are, ladies and gentlemen, going to have a special guest in just a couple of moments.
Can I hit a few things here? See how many of these points I can get through.
Go on, go for us.
Would you have heard of Dwyer and Sons?
It sounds either like a tailor.
Right.
Or like they fix cars.
No, neither.
Go down to Dwyer. The son is down there.
Dwyer and Sons.
He'll sort out, what is it? Head gasket. No bother.
I believe they are funeral directors in Dublin.
Oh, shite. Well, I fucked that now completely. That's is this right. a serious point?
No.
Oh, I have heard of them.
Yes.
These are the boys that make fucking Peaky Blinder films about your dead loved ones.
No, they're not Peaky Blinder films.
So they make a film about your loved one, but it's the Undertaker who's in all of them. He looks cool. No,
okay, so...
Not to call him out.
If we were, obviously we got married. We got Pixel Productions, Brian McDermott, to do the video for the wedding.
Yeah.
Right?
And all of a sudden he's the one in all the videos.
At the moment, I believe you can now get a video similar to the one you'd get for your wedding.
Yeah.
But for a loved one's funeral.
Because the one thing I've noticed about the Dwyer videos that they're putting up of the cool cinematic shots of a funeral.
Yeah.
It's the funeral director who's in most of the shots
that's
looking
true,
cool.
Actually. But I found it deeply unsettling. I can't imagine. I don't know how. Why would you want a video? Why would you want a video of...
Yeah, of a cool, like a cool... people are into shit now, Ray.
Yeah, I suppose it's mad.
And I mean, I'm not shitting on them, like, but the shots I saw were of the funeral director looking like he was the hero in a film. Like walking in slow-mo. And you're like, is this not fucking Jaxie's funeral? Like, what is going
but
on
But I just, yeah, I maybe... Maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
I need to be more open to these things.
Listen, I said it before and I'll say it again. Throw me into a bin. I don't care.
The next family
do
member.
Do not, if I go, Ray, first, do not be making a video of me like that.
Oh, that'd be good. I was going to say the next family member I have a funeral of, I was going to maybe look at it and see. That'd be really good. I get Studio Rove to do your one.
Well, we did live stream a lot of funerals for people who...
Yeah,
who,
but that's what I'm saying. So it's a bit of a departure from a live stream is just your couple of cameras. But it's not. It's
Jesus,
a fantastic
man, it's a very,
production.
Oh, of course.
You know, outside broadcast, etc. But I mean, it's now going from a live streaming funeral to let's make a feature out of this.
Yeah, this thing's going to be a Cannes Filming Festival.
I'll do a 5-minute short version of all the triangular sandwiches at the end and the and the graveside and all that. And then I'll do a 25-minute with the dancing and everything in it.
And they have to have a shot of him putting on a suit.
Yeah.
The corpse... That's in every wedding video, Ray.
Speaking of which, and this is really small, a good friend of the podcast, Sean Bagnell, is getting married.
Yep, and we're going to go on his stag. Lads. Shots.
So Sean's marrying Lorraine in June. Right. And at the moment, Lorraine has 4 bridesmaids.
Right.
Sean has 3 groomsmen.
All right, I'll do it.
No, not
Jesus
you. I'm
Christ.
Mad to try and get the 4th slot. But I don't think he's going to give it to me. But I was actually thinking to myself today that it'd be very funny if I did my own, if I got Pixel Productions in to do my own video.
Of his wedding.
Of me doing all the groomsmen things, but kind of on my own. So when his video comes out, I'll get it. And I'm going to splice in all my bits, me get ready in my room.
Ah, that's a great idea.
And laughing at a joke while, you know, it's like a man on TikTok that puts himself in other videos.
Yeah, what you could do is just like sneak into it, like wait right up until Lorraine comes up the aisle.
Mm.
And then you just come up behind her and stand in beside the boys.
Yes. And he wouldn't notice because he'd be too in love.
Even if he does, it's too awkward to call that out.
Yeah, it's true.
I might do it as well. Surely he'd end up having about 12 boys sat behind him. We're all doing it.
Right, I'm moving on.
Go on.
We did the whiskey. Tinfoil. What side?
What do you mean?
What side do you cook on tinfoil?
So it is...
So it's silvery on one side and shiny.
Yeah.
It's matte on the other side.
Yeah, the shiny side up.
No.
It is shiny side
it's
up.
It's not.
I've been cooking, Ray.
I know
for
you have.
2 months.
But it's not the shiny side up. This is world... I know, Brendan, as we speak...
This is so stupid because it is.
It's not. It's the matte side you use. Now, you can use either side, but I always thought it was the shiny side until all of a sudden Laura was using the matte side. And I was like, what are you doing? You fool, you're cooking my dinner the way you're cooking it.
But,
and I was wrong.
Yeah, but that doesn't make any sense because I don't have salmonella. So all the food I've cooked has worked the way I've been doing
it. It has worked fine, but what the shiny side does, it reflects the heat.
I couldn't give a shiny side, but it does.
You don't want it to reflect the heat. You want it to absorb all the heat. Brendan.
Either side of the foil can be used to...
Either side.
Yes.
Right, yeah, but...
But
tell me, is there a preference?
No.
You probably have the wrong phone, Brendan. You set it back down in there now. Anyway, that's for anybody
it's
that wants to look to shut up about
really.
It, will
that's
ya?
A load of bollocks.
Christ above. Wait till see. I watched the end of The Sopranos. If anyone has not seen the end of The Sopranos,
no.
Please, have you not seen it?
I haven't started The Sopranos.
Oh, sorry, I can't say nothing.
I know,
so.
I'm being that prick now who is like, oh, don't tell me about this show that was out 30 years ago.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, but I think I know what happens at the end of it. Don't they find him on the roof or something? It turns out it's a stag party in Las Vegas.
No.
He was on the roof the whole time. Isn't it?
No, not that I'm aware of.
All right. Well, that's the Hangover. That's
I really
the hangover.
Enjoyed it anyway. They wrapped it up rather well.
Come here.
I miss him though.
Ah! I mean, isn't that just fucking unbelievable?
No, no, I miss him in my life, as in I'm not watching him anymore because I've run out of seasons.
All right, okay.
I didn't give away anything.
You fucking prick, man. I thought you did.
No.
Come here, are you watching The Gentlemen's on Netflix? Fuck me, I think it's deadly. It's
fantastic stuff.
Hey, come here, you're one. Did you watch... No, you're older than I am. When I was growing up, our adolescent TV show was Skins. A TV show called Skins.
No, I didn't watch that.
And that was about teenagers when we were teenagers. Yeah. And I just wanted every STI after I watched it. I was like, they sound cool. But it makes no sense, but it does if you watch us.
Right.
There's a load of young ones riding and, like, you know, and at the time you're like, oh, this could be my life in Castlereagh.
That was like me when I watched Trainspotting.
Yeah, you became a junkie. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember.
Fucking hell.
I shit myself.
Cheers, we couldn't get you off the fucking...
Are we hitting for time now?
Oh, we are a little bit. Okay, so here's what we're going
to
do. We're going to play out a little bit of audio right now and video if you're watching
on Patreon. If you're on the Patreon.
Now you'll get to see it as well. Have a listen to this.
But would you tell them what it is?
No.
Oh.
Okay, so what you just heard there, ladies and gentlemen, was in a pub in Zurich, and that was Blue Moose playing, what's the name of the song?
Murder
on the Dance Floor.
You didn't do your research at all.
No, I just couldn't remember it. I always called it something else.
What an insult to the guest.
But Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
Sophie Ellis-Kendy.
Sophie Ellis-Kendy ended up being in the pub, and that second voice you heard was her actually getting up on stage with Blue Moose, to which the boys literally had jaws on the floor.
Not only that, but I felt very sorry for Philip, who was singing the song.
Oh, yeah.
Because she literally took the mic off.
I thought he was doing a lovely job.
I thought he was making a lovely job of the song. Why would she be getting up?
And she said, you know something, now I got to show this boy up, man. I don't care what kind of... Anyway, we are joined on the line, ladies and gentlemen, now by Tony Ward from Blue Moose. Tony, thank you very much indeed.
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Not too bad, man. You must be absolutely inundated with people getting on to you. I see that you're on Today FM and News Talk today already.
Stop. It's been absolutely bizarre and how random. Like, you couldn't have planned anything half as good as that. Like,
what happened?
Completely caught us off the hop. We were over for the weekend. We went over on Friday. We were playing in Basel on Friday night. Yeah. Zurich Saturday night. And then obviously Paddy's Day. They had the Irish boys playing. We were playing two gigs. So we played an earlier gig and then we went on after the football match and we were into our set about 30 minutes.
Yes.
And I just called Murder on the Dance Floor because it's popular at the moment. So
and you had no idea that there was anyone actually, there?
Not a fucking clue.
Great.
The pub was jammed, but there was very little Irish people in it. It was all Europeans. And okay. No,
foreigners.
So we kind of mixed the set up. Foreigners in having a pint of Guinness on the one day of the year that they can.
That they're allowed.
Yeah. That they're allowed. Yeah. So I just absolutely randomly called Murder on the Dance Floor. And as you said, we burst into it. Philip had the first verse sang. He was going into the chorus. And I saw this Bjorn walking to the stage. And I said to myself, this is a Sophie Ellis-Bextor lookalike. And she's up here now having the jeer. Yeah. And wanting to give an old wave and have a boogie at the stage and get her 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
But then she got closer and she mouthed to me. She goes, this is my song. Can I sing with you guys? And I went, holy shit. Wow. Is this actually her? So she came up and I handed her my radio mic and I still wasn't 100% sure. I went, what am I after doing? Mm-hmm. But the minute she sang, her voice is so distinctive.
Yes.
Yeah. And that song, I went, this is actually
now it sounds
her.
Right. Fucking, forget you, Philip.
The pub, exactly. The pub erupted.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And like, you should have seen Philip's face, lads.
I'd be devastated.
He just could not.
Tony, come here. What if you had said, sorry, love, no, we don't let people up to sing with us. Like, imagine that.
We don't do that unless it's pre-arranged with
not
the bride and groom.
Yeah.
Not since COVID.
For anyone who doesn't know that line out there, that's a big one for us wedding bands who are like, everyone wants to sing in a wedding, and you have to tell them, we can't let everyone up to sing.
No.
That would have been class if you had actually said that to Sophie Ellis Bextor. Sorry now, lovey.
Sorry now.
They won't let us let you up now. Sorry about that. No.
I think there was a split second that the bouncer made a beeline for the stage, but he copped it fairly quick then, what was
good
going
job.
On. Like, you know, so
imagine that. Sophie Ellis Bextor arm wrestled outside of a...
That'll be a whole different headline.
I mean, how lucky do you feel? And I don't mean that as in, oh, you're the lucky boys who got that to happen, but like, that is such a random occurrence to happen. You must just be going,
like,
from American point of view.
When you think of all, when you think of all the moving parts that had to fall into place, right? Mm-hmm. She had to be in the pub, mm-hmm. right? We had to call murder on the dance floor, mm-hmm. At that particular part of the set.
Before she got too drunk.
And then as well, the thing, like, you and me, like, when we're in a pub or we're at a family event and somebody says, get up and sing a song, it's the last fucking thing you want to do.
Yeah.
So I can imagine for her, she said, oh, I don't want. But she was such good fun and it was good crack. Her husband is the bass player in the English band called The Feeling. That's Remember
right,
them boys?
That's right.
A real good pop band. So apparently we're talking to the crew afterwards and he said to her, that's a really good band. Jesus Christ, they're really tight. About a minute beforehand, and when we started a song, he said to her, come on, you're going up to sing with them. And that's exactly what happened.
And come here, how much did you have to give her then afterwards? I tell you, she cost a fortune.
She cost a fortune.
Oh, she's after taking the whole weekend's wage. I'm absolutely broke.
Tell me as well, Tony, would you be any chance now, would you be inclined to sell that microphone on Dundee or something? One careful lady owner, that's, you know.
And here now, we have another very funny story for you. I used to bring over one of Vinnie Higgins's microphones because the frequency that he used to have, the old mic I used to have, didn't work over there.
Yeah.
So for ages, I used to get a supply by Vinnie, the best mic stand provider in Sligo.
Sligo's premier mic stand provider, yeah.
And I went and bought my own one now. So Vinnie lost out. Vinnie could have had a very famous mic.
Oh, he'd be raging.
He'd be livid.
But it's a good job he did.
Well, he don't. Let's not tell him that then. Let's not delete that bit.
Yeah. Come here. It's amazing for you. Like, no better boys for it to happen to. It's not like your first time delving into that kind of famous range. Obviously, you had Jimmy Rainsford from Picture This that drummed with you for ages, and you've done some of the boys' weddings in that. Like, it all just seems to kind of fall to you. Like, it's amazing, isn't it?
Listen, you know as well, you're on the scene. You know how hard musicians work and how hard the hours can be. And when just one little thing like that can boost the morale and make everybody feel good. And, you know, it's a good news story and so bizarre and random. Like, we were genuinely buzzing after it. Like, there was a mighty few Guinness drank after the gig.
Did she stick around and drink pints, would you like?
No, she bailed. She got bombarded the minute she came off the stage for selfies. But the husband and the crew stayed around and then we were absolutely fucking raging. She texted one of her crew members said, make sure that band are on the guest list for tomorrow night.
Oh.
I'm sure we were flying home Monday morning, so we missed. Yeah, I know. Don't mention the
would
war.
Would you get supporting them now in the next tour? Sophie Ellis Bextor and Blue Moose.
No.
Live at the venue.
Another free ticket or something, pass. We'd be happy with that. That'd be nice. That's what we're looking for.
If she could forward that on to us as well, I'd be very happy to take. You know, during lockdown, I used to watch her doing like gigs in her kitchen like all the time. It's so
weird.
That's
right. Somebody said that. Herself and the husband used to do online gigs in the kitchen. Yeah. And apparently like they're serious crack. They were serious fun. You know, really were. And if you look at the video as well, she's up and she's dancing and she's moving and she lets a laugh out. And at one stage she says, "Yo, sounding good guys, this is wicked." Happy St. Patrick's Day. She was brilliant. Like, she was crack.
Hey, you wouldn't see Rihanna doing it or Nicki Minaj.
No.
There's not a chance they'd be up now if they were hanging around there at all.
As Noel Kenny in another wedding band said, he's been playing Bruno Mars all his life and never seen sight of him in a pub.
He messaged me and I saw that.
Tony, I'm still waiting. I'm playing the Big Bamboo every night of the week, man, just hoping Seamus Moore will come up at some stage.
Well, I tell stranger things have happened.
Yeah, that's for sure. Listen, fair play to you for taking the call. I know you've had the proper media on to you.
Yeah.
And the great thing about this is it'll be out in 3 days.
3 days.
When everyone else has already talked to you. So.
And you know what? I gave you the first scoop on it.
You
Who
did.
Was the first person I texted?
No, the first person.
I was
person...
on the aeroplane. I said,
yeah.
hey, boyo, we got to get on this.
And we said, don't worry about it. We'll have it out in a week.
No, Tony, I have to say, fair play to you. You text me straight away and said, I got something for you. And I appreciate it. It's great. You know, in fairness, we all have been on this scene for a long time. And if I ever come across anyone as famous to get up and do that with me, I'll text you straight away.
Return the favour.
Tony, come here. Thanks so much for joining us, by and sure, we'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Thanks a million, Tony. Fair play to you.
Gentlemen, fair play. Fair play to you. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Good luck. Mind yourself. Good luck. Mind yourself.
Jeez, I tell you, he's not. That fella talk to you. Talk and talk and talk. Christ, I couldn't get him off the line.
He'd be wrecked.
Honest to God, I couldn't get it. No, that was unbelievable. I mean, what a thing. He texted me and he just said, wait and you see this.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe what I was actually watching.
See the day.
It was
it
class.
Happened.
It was class.
It's rare it happens now.
The other thing I didn't say to him on that thing was,
bring him back. Sorry.
When they were playing, it sounded class. Like,
I
did it
know.
Was tight. Yeah. Like.
Lovely string sound there as well.
Beautiful.
By
Tommy, bye. Yeah. Yep, yeah, bye. Anyway, I've played with them quite a bit and they're good friends of mine. And fair play to them. Fair play to Blue Moose. Check them out. Check them out as well. Blue Moose and The Atlantic. They are the two bands that I would say to check out. Blue Moose and The Atlantic.
Two things happened there now. There was a segue in my head.
Go on.
So first of all, us saying like it'll be 5 days from the date he texts us to when we actually release the news. Mm-hmm. It's kind of along the lines of what you get in the Roman Empire. You know the way I'm into Romans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's true actually, because someone would land down with a docket.
Yeah.
And he'd be run up to the gates of Troy.
Yeah.
And he'd say, you won't believe this.
Yeah. A week ago, we lost the battle above in such and such a place. Yeah.
It could be fucking... Anyway, go on, reason, what a great thing.
Yeah, the reason I'm thinking about the Roman Empire and their lack of communication speed is I am currently listening to a podcast called The History of the Roman Empire in advance of our trip to Italy in a couple of weeks.
That is not a honeymoon raid. That is an excursion.
Excursion
like,
for
what
me,
what is wrong with you?
But one
Laura must be livid.
One thing happened on it, and I want to play you an excerpt of the shite I do be listening to, right? I have the Bluetooth...
Oh, sorry.
And I'll put it in after. It's
but
right.
I have to put it in after as well. Would you not just have said that?
Can we just pause it and...
Oh,
it's really easy. It's a video.
I literally said to you, let's record all now, Ray. Yeah. Is that all we need?
But it's a video. You'll drop it in.
Oh, you're such a...
Well, I'll put it up to the mic, so you won't have to.
No, yeah, put it up to the mic.
Put it up to the mic. I'll drop it in over. Yeah. Jesus, sorry.
That's why we got this thing.
Okay, fine.
Because it all works.
Anyway, so the one thing I want you to listen into this now. It's about 40 seconds long, and I want you to see, can you hear anything you recognize in the way a certain name is pronounced?
Okay.
All right?
But his attitude after becoming sole master of the empire alienated many who were ambivalent to his rule and embittered many who had been his greatest friends.
Yeah.
Mark Antony, though, despite the recent falling out with his old friend and numerous overtures from the conspirators, refused to join the ranks of the disaffected plotters. His continued loyalty was well received, and on his way back to Rome from Spain, with his young great-nephew Octavian by his side, Caesar picked up Antony from his political doghouse in Gaul, and the two old friends patched things up. But while Antony's support never wavered, the man in whom Caesar's support for never wavered, Marcus Brutus.
Oh,
that is... Why does he go into a Sligo accent?
It goes Antony! Mark Antony! This is a gentleman.
You want to see my Uncle Antony? He
Uncle
was coming
Antony.
Out. Oh my God, he turned into Dave Melly. For one word, he turned into Dave Melly.
Mark Antony is a famous...
Mark Antony.
Mark Antony is a famous Roman gentleman. He was a general. And he had a dalliance with Cleopatra. She had been a queen in Egypt.
Right.
But for the whole time he talked about Mark Antony. And he kept saying it. Mark Antony.
It sounds like he's about to say... This goes out to you, Mark Antony.
You junkie
bastard, Mark Antony. I saw you.
Yeah.
You were with my sister, your cousin.
No.
And you were... Anyway.
He did this back in 2010, so it's long gone, like.
Mad that he goes straight from an American accent into Antony.
Into Antony.
Antony.
Yeah.
That's mental, Ray.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Ray, have you any other craft that you want to say before we tip off?
I have a few last little bits.
Go on.
We did Centre Parks. Did you see the bit in the Oscars where they brought the tour bus in? You didn't see that in the Oscars?
Okay. Sorry, no, not to shit all over your parade.
Yeah.
That would enrage me to watch that.
Okay.
A load of rich people pretending that they care about social issues drive you mad.
Oh, yeah, but other than that, Jimmy Kimmel brought a tour bus in saying that they were going to see a nice Hollywood attraction, and a bunch of tourists got off a bus, went down a dark corridor, and then ended up walking across the front of the stage at the Oscars.
And didn't know they were going
and
to
they just yeah, they didn't know they were coming into it, and all of a sudden, and all the famous people were there, and it was like an Irish funeral. Because as they walked along the front, row.
They shook hands.
They're just shaking hands and stopping for photos.
Sorry for your troubles.
Yeah, sorry for your troubles. That's all it is. Yeah, that's a little
Jesus. No, I wouldn't. I know they asked a while ago. Fair play to Cillian Murphy, by the way. But I couldn't. I can't be looking at Hollywood nowadays.
No,
Hollywood. I just can't.
Terry, that sounds like some sort of a publication. Hollywood nowadays.
I just couldn't. Like, it's just the heads on them. They're so pretentious. And they're like, all of them, when they win an award, try and bring up a social issue. That you're just like, you haven't a clue. Do you want to know what a real social issue is? Trying to pay a rent in a fucking 3-bed in Sligo. That's right. A social issue. You know what I mean?
Brad Pitt should be bringing that up.
Brad Pitt should be bringing up the cost of rent in Sligo.
Cost of rent in Sligo. Yeah.
Do you know?
I'm going to dedicate this award to Mark out there. It's far too much you're paying. I have to do shout outs. First of all.
Sorry, go on, yeah.
Yeah. A shout out to Breed Scullin and Christopher getting married on the 28th, the Holy Thursday.
That's right.
In Markery Castle here in Sligo.
Congratulations, guys.
She'd be a big fan of the podcast.
Let you enjoy it, Breed's lovely.
Fan. And I have two more then that I had taken photos of. And I will
I want to shout out the three Aarons in Ennis.
Oh.
Three best friends, three of them were called Aaron. Mental. Isn't that unbelievable?
The three Aarons.
The three Aarons.
Right.
Isn't that mad? That's true.
Aarons.
Yeah, the three Aarons.
We have a Lewis Mose. Lads, huge fans of podcast all the way from Australia. That was my Australian accent there.
That was very good. You were like your man Anthony.
Anthony. He's a friend. Park Story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A friend of ours.
Yeah.
And he got Lewis onto ourselves and he's been listening nonstop.
That's great.
So that's marvellous, yeah.
And listenership has gone up. No thanks to our Stig editor.
Yeah,
fair play. All the thanks to our Stig editor, who is, we can't give their...
No.
Yeah, but they are doing marvellous work on social media.
Nolan Ladusky.
Right.
Ledsky.
Right.
Dear Ken,
how many is about to know? Three, is there?
Found your podcast here 1 year ago today. Started at the beginning and today just finally reached episode 185 where Kendi told the funeral story. So after 1 year, I'm exactly 1 year behind you as of today. Yank grew up playing trad music and our shy talk brings him back to many fond memories of his friends in the Irish trad scene and how he's missed them.
Now, is he a Yank playing Irish trad music like a Michael Flatley job? Where he's like, yeah, I'm very Irish, you guys.
No,
like,
I think he's genuine sound lad.
I'd be calling you out now, boy, if you're not. You know what I mean?
That's, I think, my shout out.
That is also the best thing that about the world. I know we give out about this.
He's
everyone
in Texas.
Wants to be Irish. Yeah. Texas. Come here, that's 227. We did not get to half the stuff that we could have got to. No, we've obviously missed a lot of time.
Brendan's bits, which there are many.
We'll get to it again, though. We are, from now, back in full swing until you go abroad on your honeymoon, which is not a honeymoon.
We're also introducing a new thing as well.
What's that?
A world news segment. I'll tell you more about that next week when we have time.
But what kind of world
just
news?
Just news from the world.
But weird news from the world?
Yeah, there's some Nigerian fella, right? And he, this is just one of the stories.
Right.
Some Nigerian fella and he had 43 million and he did his damnedest to give it away and no one took it.
So was he a prince who was just...
He was just trying to get rid of it. He just had loads of money, too much for him in Nigeria. It's nothing.
What could he be doing with
43 million abroad in Nigeria?
Not at all,
He was emailing people saying, please take the money. And it wasn't happening. And there was a story there about it. And I just thought it was sad. Stuff now. Stuff. Poor fella. Imagine being, that's a bit disheartening.
I'm not really sure what's going on now.
That was one of the bits that coming in next week.
Jeez, I can't wait for the rest of us.
Yeah, there's more world news coming next week.
Oh, stop. Yeah. Anyway, look, we'll keep you updated. We'll see you all again next week. A big shout out. Brendan is back, lads.
Yeah, from all the annual leave.
The first time this year. flicking the keys to off himself. Thanks a million to him. Keep an eye on the socials. And Ray, fair play to me.
And fair play to me.
Good luck.
Good luck.
The Kendi and Rabo Podcast. Sponsored by Maeve's Cozy Front Lounge.